Hey, Jen, this is exciting. For the first time in the Jimmy and Ace studio, she's an Australian politician who is the leader and founder of the Jackie Lambie Network. She was a senator for Tasmania from 2014 to 2017, was re-elected in 2019. Of course, it can only be Miss Jackie Lambie. Jackie Lambie, welcome to the studio for the first time. Is it everything that you hoped and dreamed for?
Well, no, because you boys told me you've been your bloody budgie smugglers. For God's sake, that's why I'm here. You're all dressed. What's going on?
Yeah, we've never had Jackie on the show. We're not a very political show, but we said, look, well, we're our budgie smugglers, and she went, I'm there.
Yeah. I'm there, and look what's happened. I mean, honestly, Christ almighty, you're all dressed. Anybody think it was bloody freezing out there? You guys really need to harden up, let's be honest. Come on.
We can blame producer Grace for that. She thought, look, we've got a politician coming in. We need to be respectful. A professional. Obviously on the campaign trail, Jimmy and Nath, you can't wear your budgie smugglers. And now we found out, producer Grace, what Jackie Lambie would like us to be wearing. Jackie, I sincerely apologise.
Yeah, so you should. I've put in a formal complaint too, by the way, because you've got your clothes on. We're well, done.
Next time, I promise.
Oh, I'll be holding you to that. You know that, don't you?
Hey, Jackie, we were just talking. I mean, of course, last year, very different to this year in terms of being able to get out and about. How has this year and the campaign trail compared to what you were able to do last year, of course, in COVID times?
Yeah, so for me, every time I went to Canberra, I had to come back and self-isolate. So that was probably put me out for about 40 weeks last year. The good thing was that at least, I guess, there was not many events going on in Tasmanians, and they were pretty much, you know, sticking around home, going where they needed to go, spending time with their families. So, you know, that's the way it is. So back out in the car, back out in the driving billboard, that's what I like to call it, and back out there amongst the people of Tasmania. So I should be nuts within the next month, I would think.
Can I ask how hard it is, I guess, to fundraise? And because you don't take the huge political donations, you take the smaller stuff. How hard is that?
Oh, it's really, really hard. Actually, we get quite those little bits and pieces of money. We get a little bit from Tasmania, but I rely pretty heavily on the mainlanders as well.
Yep.
And, of course, I've got obviously veterans out there that like to chuck in a couple of bucks here and there just to keep us ticking over. But it is really difficult if you don't want to take money from the corporates and the unions to survive it. It's not so much me. I mean, I can get over and do some TV shows like I did last time. You know, I lived on 50 grand and that also ran my campaign over 20 months. So that's quite light on. But to try and get other people over and give them an opportunity to get into politics, that's where we have our sticky points. So, you know, we're going every which way and bloody loose, to be honest with you, to raise some cash, obviously.
Well, Jackie, how difficult is it? I mean, I know you were quoted as saying that you don't have the luxury of just being able to put on a banquet and charge people $10,000 to show up for a crappy meal. How hard is that, I guess, as somebody running by themselves?
Like I said, me, a little bit different. I've been in the game for a little while. You know, I had that opportunity when I was out to do some stupid love show, which still single, by the way, just in case anybody wanted to know about
Menopho
that out there.
13, 10, 16.
Yeah, that's correct. And, you know, get a celebrity get me out of here. So that sort of helped me. But people just don't get that sort of opportunity. So it is really, really difficult for anybody that wants to run out there. You know, I don't know. You know, I had to give up my house the first time as well before Clive Palmer come on that last probably 8 weeks. So it is really, really difficult if you want to have a shot. Mm. And I just don't see that as being democratic whatsoever. You know, you've got normal people out there that will do really, really well in politics. Mm. And we're just not getting that. You know, we're just getting that same old institutional people coming through. No new ideas, no new ways to run the country. And, you know, that really bothers me.
Well, Jackie, speaking of new ideas, there is something that we need to talk about. And this is the merch store. The Jackie Lambie merch store, of course, designed to help fund your electoral campaign. Can you talk us through the idea behind the merch store, how it's going, what's for sale on it?
Yeah, so at the moment there's a print of myself and Clive Palmer from a Star Wars theme. Of course, I'm looking as hot as ever, by the way. Just sort of let
That's a real
know
photo,
that.
Isn't it?
That was before COVID, mate, before the fridge, before I got a suntan from opening and shutting the fridge so much. Anyway, so we've got that out there. There's $50 for a signed copy, $30 for an unsigned copy, and for the viewers of or listeners of 100.9 today, we're dropping $5 off, $25 a year.
Stop it! Swipe up with a discount
now,
code,
listen,
Jackie.
Listen, you guys, I would have tucked another $5 off, but they didn't wear the budgie smuggler, so this is their fault.
No, it's our fault.
Well, I said next time. I can't remember what
we'll
get next time.
Maybe we'll give her a pair to auction off. What do you reckon?
We've got smugglets as well, Jackie.
Oh,
we can give you a
pair.
That's
a good idea.
Do you want a
good
pair of Jimmy Nace smugglets?
I think so. Maybe that'll help.
All right, yeah, producer Grace has already gone looking
glass,
for it.
We'll glass frame them. How about that for you?
So what are some of the, what else is on there?
So then, you know, there's that famous picture of me down at your Norfolk you know, having my daggle dog there, having a great day, obviously, and pretty much saying not all politicians suck. That's talking about me, not the rest of them. And, you know, there'll be more stuff to come. Well, I had a bald Archie out there, and we're trying to get the rights to it where they sort of, if everyone knows the Archibald out there, then they have the bald Archie, which takes basically, takes the Mickey out of you. And anyway, I've got this looking like Kim Kardashian, which, by the way, that's what my backside looks like today after COVID. I'll be brutally honest with you all out there. It's got a wine glass on it and a map of Tassie. And I, quite frankly, we're trying to get the rights to that so we can get some prints of that out there, signed and unsigned. There'll be more stuff to go. There's tea towels to come. We're really struggling with, because we don't do much manufacturing in the company, in the country, so we're really struggling with getting 100% all Australian made to get our branding on it. So that's been a little bit difficult. But we have found something, unfortunately, that is in Queensland. There's only Tasmanian companies out there that are doing 100% scratch, where they've got their own fabric and they're making those tea towels and that. Please let us know. But we spent 4 months on ringing all over the country to try and do
just
that.
Just to get 100% Australian.
Yeah, right. Trying to get 100% Australian, but, you know, most of it says 100% China. So we do have a bit of an issue there. So, you know, we are trying to support Australian manufacturing and Australian workers as best we can. But, yeah, so anything from tea towels. Can't get a damn coffee mug anywhere that's made in Australia, which is really unfortunate.
How important is it, I guess, to get more stuff made here and you get jobs and all that stuff? Like, as you, I mean, briefly mentioned, it seems like it's all overseas now.
Yeah, unfortunately, not all of them are going to be radio jocks wearing their budgie smugglers, mate. That's the first thing. And they're not all going to be IT experts. They're not going to be, you know, have that, I guess, that thing of going to uni. So yeah. For us, there's still a lot of people out there very hands-on, and those jobs have been taken away slowly from them, and manufacturing is one of those. And as you can see with COVID, well, you know, can't make the vaccines here, for goodness sakes. Yeah. It's the simple things like that. You know, fuel security, for one, you've got about 3 or 4 days left here in Australia if everything stops coming in. Yeah. So it is a real worry out there. You know, so we really need to go back into manufacturing. We need to be more self-sufficient. And I'm not just talking about our food. Obviously, Tasmania's got an overkill of food. That's great. Unlike the rest of the mainland, if there's a shortage of food, we'll hog all that and we'll be, you know, we'll be
well-fed,
plenty of whiskey, plenty of wine, plenty of cheese. We're good to go down here.
Jackie Lambie, look, we appreciate you coming on the show, of course. The merch store opens tomorrow, I believe. Is it opening tomorrow?
Yeah, I believe that you can, the merch store will open tomorrow. You can get the Star Wars prints and the Hot Jackie Lambie one. That's the one. Yeah. With Clive Palmer there, you can get that now and you can have your $5 reduction and you can just put in 100.9 and we'll get a poster out to you.
There you go. And she might even throw in some Jimmy Nath budgie smugglers. We'll give them to her after the show. Jackie Lambie, we love you. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks very much for having me on.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.